Welcome to the second episode of The Punsters. In today's episode, we have San Diego comedian Jeffrey Berner. I hope you guys enjoy listening.
Well, now that it's started,
we're starting, man.
Has it?
I mean, we've been recording for like
a while. All right.
Wait, we've been recording this whole...
Pretty much. That's how we like it.
Right? I never made those dude, where's my car jokes.
I have a friend who has dude, where's my car tattoos, so don't feel bad.
Wait. Okay, what? We have to get into this immediately. You have a friend that has dude, where's my car tattoos?
Yeah, they say dude. What are the two tattoos again in the movie? Dude and then...
Sweet.
Sweet, yeah. Yeah, she got those tattoos with someone.
It was her woman.
Yeah, it's Clarissa.
Oh, the
She's
fact I know this person.
She's going to listen to this podcast, so don't say anything mean about it. I love Clarissa.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, as we all do.
As we all do.
Especially.
Yes.
She's a very, she was her favorite movie. She got them when she was younger.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how she feels about them still. She probably still likes it.
Well, I feel like that's
happened when we were younger.
That's not a tattoo someone gets when they're older.
Yeah.
No one hits 40 and says, it's time for a change. I'm getting me a dude, where's my car tattoo.
I've been a responsible, normal person my whole life. But now, time for these
tattoos. Time to acknowledge Ashton Kutcher's best work via the unusual medium of ink-based mutilation.
Right. So should we introduce our guest, Raul?
First of all, let's introduce the show. Welcome to The Punsters, our second episode, our Halloween episode.
Mwah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It was good. Let's introduce ourselves, you guys. I'm Raul Zambrano.
I'm Brittany Herzbrenn.
I'm Jake Disharoon.
Today we have our special guest. We have Jeffrey Berner, the very funny San Diego comedian Jeffrey Berner. Jeff, thanks for coming.
Hi.
Boy, this is going great. Hello.
Yeah, they showed me some of your stand-up earlier. It was funny. I liked it.
How do you have my stand-up?
I remember I recorded at the Space Bar, so I showed her some of that. So she would get to.
People were laughing. You did well.
It was a great set. So. Yeah. I'll let you watch it.
I like the child porn joke a lot.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I like the footnote joke. That's my favorite.
He did. He came up to me and he was like, "Is it the footnote joke yet? I love it.
Jeffrey's so funny, you guys."
Let's try and keep nice things to a minimum here.
Oh, does that make you uncomfortable?
Yes.
I could see you backing further into the wall. You're like
No, this wall, it's almost a symbol. I don't know. No, it's just a wall. Anyway, let's...
Thanks for coming by, though, guy. Yeah, I appreciate you willing to go on this podcast that pretty much no one's going to listen to. So.
People will listen to it.
Well, there's four of us here.
We had an audience, and then now suddenly... They disappeared.
They
now we have one
smoke.
Audience member.
They went
Justin.
To smoke.
Our guest from last week.
Yeah.
Well,
Justin.
I mean,
say hi, Justin.
Hi.
That was great.
Let's cut that part. I don't like that.
Oh no! Was that your spooky voice?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, good. That was
it is
good.
Halloween, so.
It was not quite as good as this guy, but.
Ooh.
I don't know how you do it.
That's
you're
right.
So talented.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yesterday we were actually debating ghost rights.
What do you mean?
Ghost rights being like, should ghosts be allowed to marry?
Oh.
Should they be allowed to vote?
Well,
we were discussing that yesterday.
Are they going, it depends.
It depends.
I don't believe in same
What's
sex
your
ghost,
on ghost
marriage
rights, Brittany?
At all.
Should demons and ghosts be allowed to
intermingle?
Species?
Yeah.
Supernatural marriages?
Well, I'm not sure it's a species once you're dead. That's more of a just...
Well, but... Isn't a demon a type of... Demons are not humans.
That's...
I mean...
Yeah. Sorry to drop a knowledge.
I think we've all got our demons.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
This is getting way too deep. Okay.
But then...
We have to address the fact that you just called me Poomacher. I should explain that for a long time, for some reason, Jeffrey thought that my last name was...
Schumacher.
That would be better.
Fuck
Jake, you be better?
Wait, one second. Though. I can't hear Jake in the earphones.
Oh, that's
fine. Yeah, that was intentional.
Okay.
Burn on... Jeffrey Burner!
Welcome to Punsters, you guys. Punsters.
We try to do that once in an episode. Where I just...
We
anyway,
say a pun
so,
the worst
so I call him... Let's see. Oh, we say puns because it's called Punsters.
We try to, but we like to let it happen naturally because we're just so funny.
Right.
Right.
So anyway, back to Poomacher.
Yes, great story.
So, and you may notice Poomacher sounds like Schumacher, mm-hmm. For those of you who love wordplay. And Poomacher, he mocks poo. It's a thing he does.
Right.
Yeah, it's well, just his...
That was your name.
We all have heard, he poos and he goes, poo,
He taunts it. He taunts stands it. Over the toilet.
He mocks really. It. He says, you ain't shit.
Really gives
yeah.
it away for
yeah.
He takes the piss, as yeah. the British, our British friends would say.
What are, do you have British
friends? I don't have yeah. any British friends.
You know what I mean. Like, America's British allies would say that.
Oh, because the British, as all of Europe, they just love us.
Well, I mean, they'll come around. Let's see them make their own Disneyland. We got that. They don't have, well, they have Europe.
We can, yeah, they do have a Disneyland, actually.
Yeah, here.
Okay, maybe they have a point then. Maybe we're slipping.
Perhaps.
But where is their California adventure?
Oh,
there we go. Is there a Euro Legoland? Possibly, but I've never heard of it.
I've never heard of it either.
Yeah, I'm ignorant.
We all know that that is one of the best theme parks in
Legoland.
The world.
Right, sure.
I've never been there, but I hear it's great.
I went there when it first opened, and I was...
Not impressed.
I was the tender age of... I was 28 at the time.
My favorite thing, the employees, you can remove their heads... And put it on other employees' bodies.
Just and then it's like a woman's body, but the guy is a mustache?
Yeah, yeah, you can make transgendered Legos, yeah.
That's
a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That's
pretty much the number one thing that I remember about Legoland, the detachable heads.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to work there. I'd be down for that.
To have your head removed?
Yeah.
It's sort of a bummer.
You know, it takes you out of yourself for a while.
Don't you usually... Yeah, you talk about being. You put it on a skinnier person or whatever.
I would put it on a skinnier person. I would.
I feel like now I just called you fat, but
you called me. That you called me fat in the last podcast.
Right, yeah,
though,
yeah, you're fatty.
Cool.
So.
You're fatty. It's fine.
I thought we were gonna be friends.
People are gonna have a very different. Are we gonna release pictures ever with this podcast? Because people are gonna think yeah. I look so well, much
is
different.
In his person.
What are the chances that someone's gonna listen to this that doesn't know all of us personally?
Nobody.
Zero?
That all 0%? Your comedy friends don't. Nobody knows me.
Right.
This
so
guy,
far,
he didn't know me.
No.
If you listened to this and he called me fat, you'd be like, "Oh, she's probably really fat."
I don't trust Raul Zambrano.
Okay, good. That's good. He knows you well.
He's got a musketeer's name, and you don't trust the name. Of a
musketeer.
Like
that's the wrong
D'Artagnan?
Word.
D'Artagnan.
That's
your name.
Which Raul is that?
Raul.
A character from literature.
Raul.
Now here's the. I think I chose the wrong word, and I'm pretending musketeer is the right one, I think,
okay.
is what's happening.
Okay.
All right, we can go with that. Yes and, right?
We won't be too judgy.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Not everybody knows improv.
All right.
So. Oh, so you guys, I found this really hilarious news article today that made me laugh really loud in my cubicle while it was silent and everybody thought it was strange. And then when I told people what I was laughing at, they still thought it was strange that I thought it was hilarious. So
this is probably going to be really sad, but go ahead.
It's not. Well, okay. So Beijing police have sparked a sexist storm after launching an extraordinary set of guidelines to help women motorists improve their driving. Under the headline, "Women drivers, please take care to avoid these mistakes," they list tips for avoiding 6 different shortcomings they say women often have trouble with. You're excited now, right? Like, this is about to get good. Okay.
Can't wait to hear this.
Lacking a sense of direction, panicking after an accident, wearing unsuitable footwear while driving, and leaving the handbrake on all feature in the list. They also suggest women struggle to use the brake and accelerator pedals and always forget to switch gears. Women drivers are prone to panic after an accident. They usually draw a complete mental blank, providing opportunities for criminals, the police warned. Should I go on? Is this...
I mean...
Hold on, let me get to one good line. I won't read the whole thing. Okay, another quote. Some women drivers lack a sense of direction. They often can't decide which way to go when they drive.
Right, they need a man to tell them.
Yeah. Yes.
You could have stopped before when they drive.
That's
lack
funny.
Sense of direction in life.
Some women can't even find places they've been to multiple times. And once they realize their mistake, it's too late. Mm-hmm. And they cause accidents by spinning the steering wheel in a panic.
Oh, those women. Am
this
I right,
like
you guys?
Sounds like an allegory for life.
Finally.
You're just trying to get back to where you once were, but
I just
really can't find your way there.
I'm that's, so that's happy so beautiful. That we could find somebody who agrees with all of our viewpoints.
Yeah, you didn't hear the first episode. That's all we talked about, basically.
It was how dumb. Women are really insignificant.
Yeah,
they're too busy thinking about clothes.
and
stealing our right to vote.
Oh, having the period all over the place.
Yeah.
It's like, come on.
Yeah.
I know.
Come on.
It's disgusting.
Always,
come on.
Always on rags. It's like, hey, I got to clean stuff up here. I gotta using my rag collection for your dirty periods.
Right, they should really stop doing this. Like, seriously, though, I mean, we've been having a lot of fun, but they should really stop doing that.
Yeah.
Using people's rag collections.
I don't
and
to wipe up
rag collections. Taking my plaid, my flannel rags.
You have flannel
my
rags?
My collector's 1998 Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle rag. Ruined.
Oh,
ruined.
God. Women are so inconsiderate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When it comes to antique rags.
I can't tell you how many rag collections I've ruined of people.
Despite popular belief, vaginas are incredibly insensitive.
Yeah. I will vouch for that.
Okay.
They're monstrous.
It's really this.
Monster vaginas. They attack cities and it's...
Oh, it's Halloween. That could happen tonight.
It could.
Ooh.
Ooh. Huh.
Could you imagine, though, living in Beijing and being a woman and having a police department release that? Like, that's...
My favorite part, though, is they say it, like, remind them not to forget the handbrake. Like, I don't think anybody decides to forget their handbrake.
Remember to stop forgetting this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to be the one who becomes racist here. We should note that this was in China.
Yeah. So, when...
Yeah.
I'm glad you said it before I did, because I wanted to.
I think the women are just too worried about being put in an orphanage again.
That's not the way I would.
Or drowned because they weren't a boy.
Or yeah, left in a dumpster or something like that. Mm-hmm.
They should be grateful they're allowed to drive at all.
Right.
Well, the fact that they made it past infancy, I mean, is really surprising. Because most of the time, you know.
Like he said.
Well, I mean, sometimes you got to suck it up and just walk to the factory where you make things that I get to use.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Just got to go build that iPad.
I mean,
iPad
I thought he was going to say that all Asian people are bad drivers.
I implied it pretty heavily, I think.
Well, yeah.
I think that's where that was going.
Although I said Chinese, you're trying to imply now that all Asians are Chinese.
Are we including Russians in that? Because...
Only
part of Russia.
Okay.
Yeah. Some Russians are Chinese.
If you're from most of Russia, you're a bad driver.
Yeah. There's Chinese somewhere. Russia, and then there's British Russia. I don't know.
Okay. That's a weird way to define it up. But
British Russia has the worst food you could possibly imagine. don't go there.
Oh, man.
When were you there?
When was I there?
Yeah.
Oh. Yesterday?
Yeah, really trying to nail him down on this fictional premise. Hey, how do you know so much about British Russia, Jeffrey?
That's the more capitalist end. Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. You know, there was West Germany and there was West Russia.
You know, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was. Still, Berlin Wall was what separated West Russia from East Russia somehow. I don't know what did that. Yeah.
It really is just a poorly named wall, let's be honest.
Yeah.
I think, in retrospect, we can admit naming the wall that separates East and West Russia the Berlin Wall, bad choice.
Bit of a tactical error.
Poor decision.
Also, it was more of a fence, I believe. it was a picket fence on the west side,
yeah,
just
like
saying.
Two strikes on that wall name. It's not a wall, it's not in Berlin.
You know, I often wonder what Pink Floyd would think of the whole thing.
Oh, man. If only they were alive today.
If only that Pink Floyd guy were here.
Yeah.
I wish he were here, you know? I do. See what animals we've all become.
And then...
Animals.
Lesser known album, I guess. No, I know it.
Okay.
I just didn't want to draw attention to it.
All right.
And then he'd come in and he'd be like, here, have a cigar.
Ah.
Right?
Ah.
That one was kind of
strange. That made no sense at all. It seems like there was a bit of a momentary lapse of reason in your
mind there. For someone to say Jake doesn't think with reason, that's got to cut to its core.
I think he might have been making a reference. I could be wrong.
I'm sorry.
I was.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, that was the Roger Waters-less Pink Floyd I'm referencing there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we do this for just the rest of the show?
Just talk about Pink Floyd?
Just Pink Floyd. Yeah. I'm references and puns.
Well, I'm out now. Now that I've decided to do it, I can't.
Jake, what happened to you in class?
Okay, on Monday, I have to tell you this. I'm in a biology class, or a physical anthropology. One of the students who, by the way, is like an adult person, she's like in her 30s.
Mm-hmm.
She raised her hand and asked the teacher if mermaids were real.
Wow.
needed her to address whether or not mermaids ever
existed.
Was the teacher her mom? And was the classroom a bed? And were you all being tucked in?
Oh, you know, now that I think of it, yeah.
Mm.
I don't know how you knew that, but yes.
I've been around the educational system. It's a community college, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
All right.
San Diego Mesa College.
Do you think...
Go team. I don't know what
I was there for a year. I have no idea.
Yeah.
What did that table ever do to you?
Do you think she had just seen that Discovery Channel mockumentary that she took for being real?
You know what? I didn't have time to follow up and ask her.
What about that poo mockumentary?
Gotcha.
Good. Keep using this insult that's not based on anything related to me.
What was the teacher's response? Well, that's what I want to know.
Well, you know how when somebody's like really educated, like she has a PhD,
uh-huh.
and somebody asks them a question that's like such a fundamental misunderstanding of everything. Like, they don't have time, they can't even summon the energy to explain why. Mm-hmm. It's just like, are there mermaids? No, there's no mermaids. It's just like such a deep and abiding sadness.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I could tell that was not the first time she's had that question before.
You think so?
I think.
Did this girl look like all of her dreams were crushed?
No, I mean, she was just like, oh, okay. I can't even explain my feelings on what kind of a person she must have been. Because she was not even, like, hopeful, like, mermaids are real, right? She's just like, do you think that there might have been mermaids? Like, giving serious adult consideration.
You know, I've wondered this for a really long time. I just never asked before.
Yeah.
Well, it's like that one girl who wasn't sure if astronauts were real.
What girl is
you know? Yeah, just some random British girl who's, like, was tweeting, like, hey, astronauts aren't real, right?
This movie Gravity completely wrong.
This is all so science creative.
I don't know how they came up with all that.
They were like, oh, how'd they come up with the idea that you couldn't breathe in space? So many interesting elements. You know what I think the mermaid thing is, though? I think she'd wondered that since she was a little girl, but she was waiting for the right smart person to ask.
Yeah.
She was 30? She'd waited 30 years. And finally, she was in that class looking at that biology teacher saying, okay, animals, she's got some expertise there in the biology right. department.
Finally.
She's
finally
PhD.
The one person who would know.
This is the one. And then she decided to play it cool.
She's like, hey,
by the way,
just, you know, apropos of nothing, mermaids, yeah or nay? Give it a thumbs up, thumbs down, thumbs down. Okay, that's fine. Yeah, I get it.
Just knowing you, Jake, I can imagine the look that you gave her. And it would, like, if looks could kill, that girl would be completely dead.
No, I think what Jake's thing is, his eyes just widen, but he doesn't actually look at the person. I feel like that's your
I
move.
I can see that too.
Right?
Yeah. She was sitting in front of me, so I was not making eye contact with her. But I don't think that I made a look like, oh, what an idiot. I was just like, what? No. It took me for a long time to process what had happened. It was just, I was just befuddled.
It was like you'd seen a mermaid.
That was, yeah, it was that exact reaction that I would have had if I had seen a mermaid for reals.
Yeah.
But then that made me think, like, does everybody have a belief like that? Where there's some weird gap in your knowledge? There's something that you think is true or you don't know about that if other people heard, they would mock you?
I had something, but I mean, this was until maybe like 5 years ago. where, I mean, maybe it's not that, it's probably really dumb. I thought blood was blue until it hit oxygen, but that's not true.
Yeah, well, that was like a myth.
That's a pretty common misconception.
Yeah. I used to believe in love.
Oh, yeah.
That's really sad.
Well,
we're actually all about to kill ourselves now on the air.
It's a pretty dark thing to say for a 20-year-old person. Like, when did that? 19 and a half, you're like, fuck this. I'm out. I'm out of the game forever.
Love is no longer real. My friend Clarissa, who we were talking about before, until she was, I think it was like 14, she didn't think that hippopotamuses were real. She thought they were just like something from like a Dr. Seuss story, like a hippopotamus.
They're just sort of hypothetical.
Yeah.
God, you should be on this show.
Right? So one day she goes to the zoo and sees a hippopotamus and gets so scared that she starts bawling. She's so freaked out because she thought
everything she knew was just broken.
Right? Yeah, I mean, yeah. I guess if you went to the zoo and saw, I don't know, what are some doctors? Yeah, you would feel, your whole life would just be.
My favorite part about that is, I have to imagine the other people who are at the zoo that day, and they see a girl walk up to the hippopotamus exhibit and just break down in tears.
And she is not like, a quiet person. I'm sure she screamed.
Like, tearing her shirt. What?
Yeah.
You know what happened in my head when you said bawling? Is I was listening to rap on the way over here.
You were like,
and I just immediately pictured suddenly like a pimp coat appearing over her. And her just strolling along in a cane. And it took me a second. It was a very dumb moment in my head. That's something worth mocking me over, I guess. Yeah,
yeah, that was your dumb belief, yeah. I guess. We figured that out.
Raul just always knew everything, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I was just born smart, so. No, that's not true.
Like, by the end of this episode, yeah. we're going to find out.
So you've learned nothing since then.
Nope.
Yeah.
You're going to find out, like, you've never heard of olives or something like that, like some weird...
All the world's what girth the of knowledge was scrawled on the walls of his mother's womb. It was...
Oh, that's a cool story. How come you never talk about that?
I figured that's what everyone's mom's wombs look like.
You told him and not us. We've known you for so much longer.
Well, me and Jeffrey have secrets between us. We had kind of a date yesterday. So.
Did you?
Yeah, we ate Wendy's. And,
Did you guys get Frosties?
We did not get Frosties.
No. It's not an official date, then.
Yeah.
Also, you went to Wendy's, so I feel like... Therefore, it's not an official date.
Oh, I'm sorry. You take your girls to really classy places, Jake, where you order French fries.
Compared to Wendy's, yes.
Okay.
Denny's?
Yeah, there we go.
What's the nicest place you've ever taken a girl to on a date?
Marie Callender's.
Wouldn't that be that bad?
Only when they're having their deal on pie, or else.
Yeah.
It's a no-go.
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, it's only a good question if I have a good answer for it.
Where'd you take the slimy girl?
To the movies.
Oh. You talked about that during the movie?
No, after the movie.
Where's Who's the go? Slimy girl?
We referenced this in the last podcast, but tell him the story again. It's good.
I don't know, but okay. We were talking, and we were on a date. The subject of shower sex came up, and she said that she did not like shower sex because there was a difference between being wet and being slimy. She referred to her vagina as slimy. Date number one, that was our last date.
Mm.
She expected Jake to be ready to go after that.
I don't know.
I don't know. I would have tried.
You would have been down for slimy?
Let me get at that slimy.
With the man with the standards of mocking poo, I'd think you'd maybe have, yeah.
You know, that's a really good point.
Yeah.
But this was before...
Your poo-mocking days?
I ever earned that nickname.
People have called you Macaroon before at some point, right? I assume?
Deshroon,
Macaroon, never? Those taste, they're awful. Have you had a Macaroon?
They're so bad.
It's like a giant antacid. It's awful.
I've never had a Macaroon.
They're not good. People love, they look like they would be good. They're not good. People love them.
I'll keep my eye out.
They're more an ornamentary kind of food.
Yeah. It's something bland that Jake would really like, actually. He has very poor taste in food.
Okay. It's hurtful. I
mean, that's why he always ends up mocking his poo.
Right.
If he ate some food he respected, might be another story.
Some food I respected.
Yeah. Like, it runs through your stomach. You guys should be equalized.
You said that like with the tone that it was a pun, but it was really.
If I took out the eyes, it would have been a pun. Just equals.
Equals. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It was close.
It almost.
We are the punsters, so. Really not.
I was trying to incorporate that a bit.
Thank you.
I mean, you're much better at it than we are. Mm. That's incredibly obvious. The name the punsters, I'm more and more uncomfortable with it every time I hear it.
Mm. Well, I'd like to keep it because you made it up, and so every time we get shit for it, I'm just going to be like, blame
Jake.
Well,
fucking Jake.
Yeah.
It's like a brainstorming session, and I say that, and we're like, all right, that's it.
Yeah.
Now it's my fault.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Pretty much, you should have let Raul and I lie about it.
Yeah. But no, you wanted to have the glory, so there you go. I thought of the thing that I didn't know, I guess, or whatever. I didn't know you were supposed to, because I was caught in a rip current, and actually Valeria was with me.
We weren't supposed to swim straight?
Yeah, and so I had no fucking idea, so I was caught in a rip current, and I almost pretty much died.
But you were saved by a mermaid.
But yeah, I had no idea that you're not supposed to swim straight in the rip current, and I guess, and then finally when I got, like, saved by, you know, like, whatever.
The bell.
Like, a life form? There's the gap in your knowledge, too. Yeah.
Those people that guard lives or whatever.
Who can remember?
They saved me, and then they're like, you don't know that you're supposed to, like, swim, like, lateral to the thing? And I'm like, I had no fucking idea.
Yeah, that lifeguard was being kind of a dick after you just died.
Yeah, pretty much.
Idiot.
Thinking could be cooler about it.
They're probably sick of people. I'm sure they have to save people's lives all the time, and most of the time they just want to let them die.
I think it probably makes them feel like gods.
Have you seen Baywatch?
No.
Is that... Really?
I've never seen Baywatch? I don't know if I'm... Maybe I'm just the wrong age to have seen Baywatch.
No, you're a year older than me, and I used to watch
was
Baywatch
that, when was it on?
Time.
I have no idea when it was on. I have no
Caitlin
idea.
Caitlin would hate you right now.
Pretty good chance of that happening anyway. But when was Baywatch on? What years? Give me the exact years.
I don't remember. When we were younger, maybe it was 8 or so, right? I don't know. You're 4 years younger than me. How old?
90s?
Yes.
Yeah.
Early 90s.
The year of our Lord.
I liked, there were like Baywatch After Dark, right? Which were like...
The sexier versions?
I could be completely wrong, but I think there
was
supposed to be
like a Nick at Night or something.
No. I thought there was supposed to be like scarier episodes of Baywatch. Oh, yeah. I also could have just dreamed that once and totally made that. I think that's true, though. I'm not entirely sure.
Baywatch is one of those weird cultural things that I only know it as a reference.
I've never
seen the show. All I know about it is that when people reference it, it's women in swimming suits running on the beach in slow motion.
People used to tell me that I ran like that in PE, and I didn't do it on purpose, and it made me really self-conscious. So I was like, you know, I'm just not going to run anymore.
Mm. People said you ran really sexy?
People were like, you run like you're auditioning for Baywatch.
And that was your excuse to become lazy?
Yes.
All right. You know, if they're called lifeguards, they should really work at more than just the beach.
Life?
They're here to guard life. What are you... Get off the beach, you lazy ass.
Hospitals, I guess, right?
Yeah, just around anywhere where there's heart attacks. They should be covering for paramedics and other people.
Yeah. Get your shit together, lifeguards.
Yeah.
Do we have any lifeguards in the audience?
I don't know.
Maybe.
You know, they're Matt probably Chisholm? Busy fighting their bitter enemies, the choice guards.
Oh, man. He's so much funnier than you guys.
The choice guards.
That's very true.
I wish we could just end it right there. No. The choice guards. All right.
All right, done.
Nothing.
We're not going to try and delve into what they would be. I thought that was the next logical step.
The choice guards.
That's actually the exact opposite. So choice in this case. Fuck. So they're cool with people dying?
They're cool with people.
So choice guard is cool with people dying. So it's actually the exact reverse of what the abortion version is.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lifeguards.
Save you no matter what.
No, but in the abortion thing, if you're pro-life, you don't want any abortion, so that would be the same.
Oh, right. Okay, I'm doing that thing where I'm wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
You're doing that thing.
Okay. Which I'm going to blame on...
I did agree with you. You can blame it on me.
Yeah, it's her fault.
I made you seem very certain. I was like, that is awesome.
Yeah.
It's okay. If a lifeguard stopped you from drowning, does a choice guard just wait on the beach and be like, you know what? He made this decision himself. It's only natural that he should.
You know what? If you're going to swim in the ocean, you better be old enough to deal with the consequences of it.
Yeah, she had it coming.
Yeah.
Right? She was asking for it.
She being Raoul.
Look at what she's wearing. Of course she was going to drown with that outfit.
Yeah. Did, Raoul,
do
were
the
you
proper
wearing
Riptide research.
That's pretty sad. Well, I wasn't wearing any shirt, so.
I know your swimwear is pretty slutty. Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. Hmm. How could Neptune possibly resist pulling you down the Davy Jones lock? Can you mix Neptune and Davy Jones?
Can I feel like you can't not do like say a, Davy Jones locker and make me want to punch you in the face.
Why do you have such a strong reaction to
I
Davy Jones locker?
I feel like that. I don't know.
Did you think it was invented by those Pirates of the Caribbean movies?
No, I didn't. I remember seeing a store at Soak City called Davy Jones locker there. I just never liked that. It was always very cheesy to me. I don't know.
It's a weird thing to dislike.
Yeah.
I just thought of something. Speaking of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, that girl, the Slimer.
Uh-huh.
Right.
She told me that she loved... Exactly. She told me that she loved movies. And I said, oh yeah, I like movies too. What's your favorite movie? And she said, Pirates of the Caribbean 3.
Arguably the worst one.
Not even arguable. Who would disagree with you?
I've never seen any of them Slimer. Except for part of the third one, and I was like, who likes these movies, and why?
I mean...
You know, when they started making a movie based off of a somewhat well-known ride at Disneyland, I thought it was sure to be creative gold. But then, by the third one, I started to think, hey, maybe this isn't the best franchise.
You know what, I felt like they really sold out by the third movie. Mm-hmm. At that point, they were just like, it's not about the art anymore.
I feel like Disney really lost their sense of integrity at that point. Mm-hmm.
It's very sad when that happens.
Yeah. After such hits as Shazam.
Oh, God, Shazam.
I love
and
Shazam.
And Johnny Tsunami, you'd think.
Johnny Tsunami.
You would have kept it together.
You don't like Johnny Tsunami?
No, I did.
Okay. And Brink, right?
Yeah.
Brink is the best. You've never seen Brink.
Okay, relax.
That's not that shocking, I don't think. It's not an Academy Award-winning film.
You've never seen that TV movie from the Disney Channel?
I guess he is 4 years old. But yeah. Brink is probably the best Disney Channel, original Disney Channel movie that there is.
Oh, there's some stiff competition.
None of them are original.
Controversial
Johnny
opinion.
Johnny Tsunami, okay. I liked it as a kid, but they just, he rides a board in the ocean. What if he wrote a board in the snow? They just went no further than the word board in the writing process.
That's true. I mean, Smart House was pretty innovative. They really...
Smart House?
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that. I remember Smart House.
Oh, what's her name from Sons of Anarchy is in it?
Really? I don't know.
Really? The mom from the show?
All right.
Okay.
But, And I've had this theory that Disney, half the time, they name the thing, they come up with the title of the movie, and then they start writing. My number one piece of evidence is the Aristocats.
That's...
I don't think I've ever seen the Aristocats.
It's really good.
Have you heard the title?
Yes.
Make your own Aristocats.
Okay. Just imagine what that would be like. Nailed it.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, yeah, I feel... Because there's always going to be an upper class, even in communism, you know. Aristocracy is bound to happen in all forms of society. It's inevitable. And communism, it happens.
And the sworn enemy of the aristocrats?
It's aristocracy.
Aristocracy.
Bourgeois.
Is the proletariat? Come on. The proletariat?
Yeah. No.
Yeah. No, yeah. No. Definitely. Cats versus birds? The classic struggle?
Well, I think the cats pretty much always win.
Right, exactly. The aristocracy.
Aristocracy.
Just stop trying.
Named after the great logician Aristocattle.
I'm trying to think of other ancient Greek philosopher puns. It's harder than it sounds.
I feel like Aristocattle, though, sounds like a bunch of...
Cows. They've got no... They're just busy grazing. They gotta think of something else to...
Sure, why not? Why not invent logic?
All we are is chips in the wind. Cow chips.
Was that a... Is that an Aristotle quote?
No, you know.
That's Homer. Plato? Homer. Homer.
Homer?
No, not Homer. Jesus, Jeffrey. Kansas. What's wrong with you?
Socrates?
Socrates, thank you. Okay. I was trying to think of child molesters, and I just blanked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get them all confused.
Yeah.
Oh, that was pretty...
All we are is dust in the wind.
Harsh come down on ancient Greek philosophers.
I'm against... this isn't an original thought in my head, but, I mean, they sentenced Socrates to death because he didn't worship the sun. And he molested a lot of kids.
Yeah.
And they didn't care.
Well,
if he didn't look at the sky and go, oh, thanks, they were going to kill him, but...
Yeah, it's a weird moral compass where you're like, I won't pretend to apologize for something, but I'll rape tons of kids. Tons. Like, that'll be my whole life. It's just raping kids.
Yeah.
But I will not issue a fake apology.
I have integrity.
They broke down the door whilst he was in a kid, and they said, how do you feel about the sun?
He's like, you know what?
I think it's fine.
It's fine.
It's not for me.
Nothing magic, though.
Yeah.
And then that was it. That was the end of him.
Didn't you say that you wanted to talk about something you did this week?
Oh, are we just done with that great...
Speaking of pedophilia, Raul, what have you been up to?
Well, Jeffrey. No, well, I just was going to talk about, I'm going to, like, Puebla tomorrow. I'm going to Mexico tomorrow.
Puebla.
Puebla.
Uh-huh. That's in Mexico.
And, I'm kind of pissed about it.
Uh-huh. Why is that? I hope your family listens to this.
I know, right? Yeah, no, my family in Puebla, all they like to talk about when I get there is how fat I'm getting.
Aww.
That's what they like to talk about.
They're so honest.
And I'm like, I get it. You're in a third world country, you know? I'm just like dreading it so much. Plus, I mean, I don't really get to, I don't get a Halloween this year, really, because I mean, like...
Oh, that's the real injustice.
I don't either because of Lauren's wedding.
Wait, is that tomorrow?
It is. Tomorrow's her rehearsal dinner, and Saturday is the wedding. Okay. And I have to make my speech and try and not be drunk for it.
Oh, that'll be fun.
So wish me luck on that.
Good luck.
I mean, it's difficult for you to not be drunk for anything.
Yeah. Well, it's difficult for me not to be drunk for anything, and also it's difficult when we are... when we are starting at 9 a.m. and I have to make my speech at 7:30 and it's an open bar.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Isn't this exciting? What's going to happen?
You'll find out on the next episode. You're
going to have self-control.
Yeah, that's not easy.
I have to be an adult at a social gathering. This is going to be tricky.
It's harder than you
think.
Who
can navigate those waters? Yeah. Not me. That's for sure.
Not I. I don't know. We'll see.
God, I wish I had a problem like that. People might think I was cool if I, like, drank too much.
I don't think people think I'm cool.
Yeah, you're right. Good point.
Is that what you think of me? You're like, oh, Brittany is always drinking so much. Look how cool she is. Like that time that I threw up outside of the brew house.
The brew house, yeah.
Yeah.
You almost, like, rolled in it.
But I didn't.
Because you're so cool.
Did you have the flu or something?
Yeah.
They were like, oh, she's so cool. She's got the flu. It's awesome.
Right. We just happened to be outside of a bar.
Best bacteria infested person. Yeah, she don't care. She goes out with the flu. She just flaunts it for all to get infected by. It's just a...
Couldn't miss that comedy show that night, you know?
Yeah. Do you remember who we saw?
No.
Okay.
Do you?
I think it was Theo Vaught. I think this is the
name. Oh, he's great.
Can you blame me for getting really drunk?
Who?
Theo Vaughn.
Theo Vaughn. I know the name.
He's a comedian. He used to be on Road Rules. And
that's what he was best at. Was being on that reality show.
His tour de force.
Yeah. His comedy.
Super racist, as it turns out.
Yeah.
Was he that racist?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then, like, I remember seeing, like, other videos, and I'm like, ooh.
I remember thinking going into it, this is going to be really, really, really bad and awkward, and I remember it not being as bad as I thought it was going to be.
That's because you were so drunk.
Yeah, alcohol does that with a lot of different things.
Yeah, it makes everything seem a lot
less
bad.
Yeah, a lot
bad.
Of things that you'd think would be bad and awkward. Never heard of people using alcohol to be more comfortable with sex before. I've never heard of that.
Oh, and then it's like you're trying to be more comfortable in social situations. Would you use alcohol for that?
Other animals must feel so uncomfortable all the time. Right. Right?
I guess it is weird, though.
Oh,
that
hey,
it's...
you're a badger, too? Oh, I'm a badger. You wanna...
Is that the awkward badger? Socially awkward badger?
Yeah.
It's a great character.
Yeah.
Oh, Jake, you must always have sober sex. Jake doesn't drink, everyone.
Just because I don't drink doesn't mean I'm always having sober sex.
Well,
because you have to be having sex.
Right, right. But when you have sex, you're always sober.
Mostly.
Yeah. Mm. How many, can I ask how many different people you've had sex with?
Again? You can, feel free to ask.
You're not going to answer?
I'm not going to tell you.
Okay. I think I know, but I won't say it, because you obviously don't want the masses to know. I wouldn't want everyone to know.
The masses.
The masses.
You guys have been degrading this podcast for the first hour. When did the optimism show up?
I think I'm probably the most optimistic person in this room. I don't know, actually.
You're the most optimistic about the podcast, certainly.
You know, you were like, this is great. It's so funny. Okay. I was like, are you
this
sure?
Is, well, that's, this is off-air discussion. But in terms of the number of people who are going to listen to it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Maybe. Also, you listened to it 3 times.
I did listen
to
it. I work at a cubicle for 9 hours a day. I'm bored.
What else are you going to do but listen to your own conversations on repeat?
Literally yeah. Love the sound of your own voice.
Literally.
No, I laughed at a lot of things you guys said as well.
Wow, that's high praise.
Mostly it was just a lot of good going me kind of stuff. All right.
Like, yeah. I don't know how I do it.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I don't want to replay last week, but is this too meta?
We should change the podcast name to something
overly
about...
meta.
Too meta.
Too meta.
Sounds like an Italian guy's
name. Too meta.
Too meta. Luigi Too meta. I work at a post office. You'd expect something more Italian because you're racist, but it's just a post office.
I didn't expect him to have an Italian I you know what? I expected him to be a gangster.
Oh, I was picturing pasta sauce. I'm pretty hungry right now.
He's professionally pasta sauce?
Well, no, like he makes pasta.
Paying for college is rough these days.
He makes pasta in restaurants.
He could make it in the post office, otherwise known as the...
Post office.
I think I get it.
You think there was some sort of a brilliant subtext to that? I like to think that pun is really about society.
Yeah.
And it's got a few epistemological tendencies, that pun.
How can you have epistemological tendencies?
Huh? What the fuck is epistemological mean? Way to pull a big word out of your ass, Mr. Look how smart I am. Jesus, Poomock, you're getting
over yourself. Yeah, I do that all the time.
You do, actually.
I do that all the time. Last week I referenced Bach.
You
and
did.
I said that I didn't know if he was before or after Mozart, but then I had to drop knowledge that I know his name is Johann Sebastian Bach.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't care if people know that I don't know everything about him, but I need them to know, like, he knows who.
We're still talking about last week's podcast.
Guys,
do
you know what classical German dogs do when the mailman comes? They bark. They have phlegm in their barks, I don't know. Ruch. I could also make that anti-Semitic. In case you're wondering alternative versions of that awful joke.
Were those the drafts in your head? I could go right.
Yeah.
Good call.
I felt like with it already being German, the anti-Semitic thing might have been a little too hacky. Yeah.
Hacky? I get that. Boy, so.
Bitch.
I don't know.
Why not?
You gotta make it relatable for the kids. I get it. Kids love the word bitch nowadays.
Yeah.
Oh, kids with the hair.
Yeah.
And the piercings.
Just hair.
Hair, or the clothes.
Yeah.
Oh, that music.
Oh, the bodily functions and the...
Oh, breathing in and
respiration.
Out all the time.
Yeah.
It's like, we get it.
Enough with your incessant consciousness.
Oh.
Ugh.
always with the thoughts, the nerve functions.
I think I'm sick of sentience. That's what I think.
Enough already.
Yeah.
Enough already. What have we been doing this? 200,000 years? Forget it.
Yeah. But how about we put a little period on this sentience?
Can I tell you guys a story?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Can we just go back to the awkward silence?
Okay.
Let's return to the dead air.
Are you about to do a Notorious B.I.G. cover?
Not exactly.
He's got a story to tell.
I'm sure that's a great reference.
It's a great song.
Take your word for it.
He has sex with a lady, and then it turns out the lady is married to a professional athlete, and then Biggie robs him.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow, this Biggie sounds like a shady character.
Don't speak ill of the dead, Jake.
Wait, what happened?
Bro, well, tell us the story.
I don't know if you guys have heard this story.
It doesn't matter.
I assume our massive audience hasn't
heard it. Yeah, that's true. You know?
Tell it to the masses.
So let's tell it to the masses.
Listen up, America.
So it was like prom night. And I get out of, we get out of prom, it's me and my girlfriend at the time. And she, like her parents come and pick us up from prom or whatever. So we go inside the car, and for whatever reason, while her parents are like in the front seat and they're driving, you know, to drive me home, she decides to try and blow me in the back seat.
I think you did tell me this before, but man...
So she tries to, like, blow me in the backseat of the car with her parents in the front. And me thinking that this, like, oh, this will probably, you know, this will probably fix it. I put my tux over her head to be like, okay, you know, this will hide, you know, what's going on, right?
Sure. You know,
and, like, all it would have taken is them looking at the rearview mirror, you know, for me to get caught. But for any reason, it didn't happen. Like... I successfully got through it.
Really?
I got through it, you guys.
You described it. I got
through it. We high-fived afterwards.
Okay. That's a good story. But how do you know that wasn't because her parents discussed it with her earlier and they wanted to be present to make sure there weren't any shenanigans?
It's like how some parents let their kids drink at home. It's like, better you do it here than out there.
Yeah.
Better you blow your boyfriend.
So you
car.
Came and
better
she
while
swallowed.
We're driving than while he's driving.
What?
So you came and she swallowed?
No. What ended up happening is, so I rented that jacket.
Oh, oh my God, Rauli. Rauli.
It wasn't planned or anything. It was just kind of like, she got out of the way, and then it's like, oh, this is the jacket that I just rented.
Was there semen in this when you rented it from us?
Yes, there was.
So the next day, I put it in the bag and just turned it in. Fuck it. Probably not the first time.
Oh
so.
My God, Raul.
You're going to like the way you look. Guarantee it.
That's Well, my thing is, like, how rude of her to just assume you were going to get it all over your jacket. Right. How did she know you rented that?
Yeah.
How rude of her to just start sucking your dick.
Yeah.
I hate that bitch. Awful.
But, I mean, also...
What a terrible person.
She's blowing you in the car, mm-hmm. and instead of letting you finish in her mouth,
mm-hmm.
she's just like, all right, I'm out. Seconds before... Now it's your problem.
It's a little weird.
It's like cooking you a really nice meal and making you do the dishes.
I don't know if it's like
it's
that.
It's like cooking a really nice meal, and then before you put it in your mouth, she slaps the plate out of your hand.
Yeah, yeah,
it's like
yes.
cooking you a really nice meal and then coming all over your jacket.
It is like that in a lot of ways. Yeah.
It's a really good story, Raul. I liked it. I enjoyed it.
Needed more cum.
Do
I'm
I know
so glad
this
I've never
girl?
Rented a tuxedo.
No,
yeah,
no. Okay. This was like
that's yeah, gonna be on my mind forever. Anytime I have to rent a tuxedo, like, oh,
yeah.
Someone like, came on this. On
this. Just get it dry cleaned after you rent a tux before you wear it.
It's like a hotel bed you get to wear and pretend you're classy.
I never thought about a tuxedo like that. It's like a hotel bed you get to take to a wedding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's all meet up in a large group with everyone we know, and we'll all wear other people's cum. We'll talk about the Lord. if we're Jewish, we'll step on a cup. It'll really symbolize the rest of our lives we'll be spending together.
Yeah, what is... I mean, the Jewish thing of... You're part Jewish, right?
My dad's Jewish, yeah.
Okay, can you ask your dad why Jews are always breaking cups at weddings?
They just...
Seems rude.
They don't like dishware.
Oh.
That's the whole reason for it.
Well, you better stay away from him, Mr. Dishwareun.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Yeah. No, yeah, I'm not sure of the... I feel like I knew the reason at one time. I'm not sure of it. But sure, if you'd like me to find out, I will ask my dad.
Probably because it says it in a book and they just listen to it.
Probably.
Whoa, taking down religion.
I was raised Jewish.
Okay.
Were you?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you still Jewish?
No.
Yeah, good call.
Did you have a bar mitzvah?
I did.
Did you?
I did. I used to know how to read Hebrew. Don't anymore. And my life has been so difficult without that skill.
It's very useful.
In me, yeah. They're big on scrolls.
Uh-huh.
And stuff sadness. Without explanation that's in those scrolls, such mm-hmm. as not eating pigs,
yeah.
cutting your dick, and stepping on cups. Sitting in chairs while people lift the chairs and go,
Well, that's just fun.
Yeah. I don't know. Have you actually done that, or are you just assuming it's
I'm
fun?
I'm assuming it looks seems fun. Really fun.
Fun.
Have you done, you've done it, right?
Hmm?
And you had a bar mitzvah.
They didn't do
they
that
do at
that
the bar mitzvah.
That's
they
at
do
weddings.
That at weddings.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I guess I don't know anything
Bro, well,
about
haven't you filmed? Ignorance. Haven't you filmed bar mitzvahs before?
No, I never filmed bar mitzvah.
You look like you've filmed bar mitzvahs.
Yeah.
That is
what
racist.
What does that mean?
That is racist.
I don't think that's anything, really. That's just...
That's just a statement.
No, it's just a weird thing to say.
Yeah.
To try and fuel your bar mitzvah fetish. you become a man. Yeah.
There has to
this
be.
Was child pornography at the beginning. Now, it's adult pornography.
Yeah, you can see the moment when it becomes legal.
Yeah.
It's legal in Jewish law.
Start illegal... Yeah, exactly. The quinceañera... it's a bit different. I don't know.
Okay.
I like this conversation.
Do you?
Yeah.
I've been to at least a dozen quinceañeras
Have
in my
you?
Life. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they're a hoot. There's a doll. There's a doll involved to show that the lady has become a woman.
What
so
is
she
the...
gets a child's toy.
Right, you know. Women are always playing with dolls.
Yeah. I'd want a G.I. Joe.
Why have you been to so many?
Huh?
Why have you been to so many?
I don't know. I know Mexicans.
I mean, I do too.
I was not just circumstance.
Raul is
I guess.
Mexican,
yeah,
and I bet.
I've not been to that many quinceañeras. Like, holy crap!
You know, I sleepwalk, and I have an alternative identity when I sleepwalk, and I am Lady Tatiana, and I travel to all the quinceañeras. I'm almost a tradition in myself. They don't know why they have me there, but I'm in books. Scrolls, actually.
Scrolls. Yeah.
By the way, congrats on making it under that scroll. It's a big
Thank
deal.
Thank you. Thank you.
They probably have really good food, too.
Eh.
Really?
Yeah, not the best.
Huh.
I've been to zero.
If you're under 21 and you want alcohol, go to quinceañeras, actually. By the way.
You hear that, listeners? If you're under 21 and you want alcohol, that's the way to go.
Yeah.
Should I be insulted that I've never been to a quinceañera?
Yes.
I've been to one. Yeah.
I've been to the least.
I haven't been to, like I go to weddings almost every weekend, but I've never actually, like, been an attendee at a wedding.
You've never been invited.
Yeah.
What
the fuck? I don't
think it's that shocking, though.
Friends that got married, so.
If someone were to come in this room and point out someone who's never been to one... You.
Yeah, your first choice. Why don't boys get quinceañeros? Because girls get bat mitzvahs,
right, yeah.
In which they become robots.
Maybe because in Mexican culture, men are always
Jewish
men.
Masters. Oh, no.
Golems. They're called golems.
Raul, answer.
Jewish robots are golems.
You know what I found out recently? You know Martin Luther?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The not black one? Hated Jews.
He hated a lot of shit.
He really hated Jews. I like him historically. He, like, nailed things to a door, which I'm in favor of.
I'm a big fan of that.
I don't like doors.
Yeah. He didn't. You know what else he didn't like? Women.
Women?
Not a big fan of women either.
Mm. We would have gotten along.
Okay. Possibly.
I'm kidding. I like women.
I mean, you're like two strikes with that guy. Part Jewish?
No, you know why he didn't like women, Martin Luther? 1400s reformer. Didn't like women because they were terrible drivers.
I love that you reminded people what era he was from.
Your listeners might be pretty stupid.
It's possible.
Like, what? I loved the I Have a Dream speech. What's wrong with you? It wouldn't shock me.
Oh, Martin Luther. Good guy. Except for all the people he hated.
Just didn't like Jews. Not a fan.
A lot of people don't like Jews.
Well, I mean, it's rare for a German political leader.
Yeah. I can't think of any other examples.
Hitler was Austrian.
Oh, Raoul Byrne.
Himmler was German.
Hmm? Himmler?
Yeah. He was German. Goebbels?
Goebbels.
Goebbels.
I will correct the fucking
damn.
Oh, this is the best. It's just because it's my favorite thing that ever happened ever.
You ever see Downfall? Oh, this isn't going to be funny. Never mind. We'll talk about it later. It's a good movie. Anyway.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be funny. It can just be. Is it interesting?
It hasn't been so far. I don't know why we would start now.
It's about Hitler's last 13 days in the bunker. It's a German movie, actually. It's really good.
I have heard of it.
I haven't seen it.
Everybody
there were YouTube parodies of it where they'd make fake subtitles for what Hitler was saying. Mm-hmm. They were really funny.
I have seen it.
Yeah.
Some of those. Hitler. I don't know why Hitler became such like a comedic like people. He's like a go-to comedy figure now.
I mean, he's kind of silly, I guess.
He's got a wacky little mustache.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That's mostly it, I feel like.
Do you think the reason that people make fun of him more than Stalin is that Stalin's mustache was more serious?
A little bit.
It was more intimidating.
Also, Stalin, he intelligently chose to murder people based on whether they were a threat to him rather than race, which is an okay thing to do. Yeah.
I agree.
Yes. Also, I mean, if you make fun of Hitler, no one's going to be like, hey, lay off the guy.
Right.
So,
yeah,
we got that going for you.
Are people going to be like, hey, lay off Stalin? Come on. Stalin, good guy.
No.
No, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I guess I'm mad there are not as many Stalin jokes. I'm not really mad.
You should write some.
Some Stalin jokes.
Oh, be a boy. Groundbreaker.
I'm trying to come up with one right now, but I'm Stalin.
Ah!
All right, that's good. Yeah.
I'm not Rasputin up with this.
Oh man, he one-upped you.
Can you get him back?
Yeah, can you get him back?
I feel like Jeffrey's the superior Jake.
Jeffrey's does anyone else get that? Yeah. Do you eat meat? Do you eat meat?
This became Holocaust-y very quickly. Looking for the superior Jake.
Are you a vegetarian?
Ugh. No.
You're replaced. We're done.
I'm sorry to make that noise. I'm sorry.
I understand.
You can put what you want in your mouth. I'm not going
to. Thank you. Been waiting forever to hear you say that.
I really like eating meat. It tastes good.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't morally justify it. Mm. I've tried really hard and I can't.
I agree.
Fuck. This was a premise, so don't pretend I'm being original. No, I just thought this just now, guys.
Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah, just now.
This guy.
I can't really justify it. And I've thought of like the whole, well, it's in our nature to do it, but you can use the exact same justification for rape.
Yeah.
Right, so they're both okay. That's what you're saying. It's fine.
No. Well, where I'm going with this then is I think, and this will set up for plenty of puns, I think just by that logic, you have to convince the animal, you have to get consent for it to let you eat it.
Right.
So you gotta use some smooth lines on these animals.
Sure. It helps to get them drunk.
Yeah.
As we discussed earlier.
Yeah. Hey, cow, I'm having a barbecue later. Wanna come over? Huh? Hey, some people can't stomach you, pig, but I sure can.
I mean, I used to do the same thing. I used to always say, like, because I love animals so much. I like them more than most people. And I used to think, like, I love them so much, I'm a hypocrite, I shouldn't eat meat. And then I would go a day and think, you know what? I mean, me not eating meat really isn't going to affect anything at all. So, if me eating meat really changed something and made less animals be murdered, then for sure I would be a vegetarian.
All right, I get why you feel like you have to tell yourself that.
It's true, though.
I've just accepted that I'm a bad person.
That's a wiser move.
Which is, I do that pretty much any time I do something bad. I just... Alcoholics Anonymous, that first step really gave me some self-gratification. Just acknowledge that there's a problem enough times and you'll cover all 12 steps. If you acknowledge you have a problem 12 times, you're good.
That's how it works?
Yeah, it's wrong, sure. Still doing it. Now I'm better.
Because I don't know, have you seen the movie The Evil Dead?
No.
Really? Oh. Well, tonight we're going to the Evil Dead musical, and the first...
You were telling me.
Yeah, the first three rows are splash zone for blood. It's going to be pretty exciting.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I've never seen someone less interested.
I know, I was going to say you're welcome to come, but you didn't seem too excited.
I mean, I was going to go to a shitty bar in Spring Valley.
Oh, what's it called?
Shooters.
I've heard it.
Yeah.
I've heard it. I thought you were banned from Shooters.
No, I just got kicked out that one time.
Wait, was he the one you were telling me about who got banned because he was...
Not banned.
He got kicked out.
Okay, let Jeffrey tell the story.
Okay,
it's not a great story.
I think I was on your side in this story. If it's the story.
Well,
hopefully. If it's the story I'm thinking of.
Like, no, I'm on the side of that lady who...
Definitely, I heard the story. You were right. Okay, go on. Tell the story.
Should I tell? All right. Yeah. So, I'm not 21, for those of you listening. So to get into a bar, I'm allowed into a bar to perform, and then I have to leave right away. So I was in there performing. This lady heckled me. She'd heckled me for the second week in a row. So I, with my infinite wit, yelled, "Shut up, whore."
You really got her. You really got her.
Nailed
her. I mean, the audience that wasn't her seemed to enjoyed it. They enjoyed it.
They
seemed to enjoyed it.
Yes.
Yes.
They were big on fucking with past and present tense, that audience.
Oh, that guy's grammar
they
nerds.
They are big on fucking with past and present tense, that audience.
They will be.
But this lady, she wasn't a fan of being called a whore. I should have yelled another occupation, I guess.
She can give it, but she can't take it.
Dental assistant, I don't know. Shut up, I don't know.
Registered nurse.
It's the oldest occupation in ever. Really.
Right, so you're saying she should be flattered.
Yeah,
and if you look at every other job, they're all sort of derivative of...
The whore.
Being a whore, if we all look at...
Yeah, sure. Being a doctor, you help people...
You're selling your body.
I just don't understand what they're...
Right. I need to get better health insurance, I guess. It's been less
if you use... Hey, where's your brain, huh? In your body.
Oh, okay. You know what?
When aren't you using your body?
Basically never.
All jobs are extensions of the prosecution. Anyway.
What was their justification?
This lady, it hadn't occurred to her, evidently.
What an idiot.
What was their justification for kicking you out? You offended a woman in the audience who was being rude during your set?
Well, she'd been going there for 20 years to this bar, which, as I've said many times, means that she loses in the end.
Yeah.
She was lording over them the fact that she was a regular customer, and the bartender said, "Sorry, she's a regular customer. She's money to us and nothing else." That was in a parenthetical when she said
that was her tone.
Yeah, and then I had to go. And now, postscript, apparently, this lady, now she only drinks water there because I'm still allowed to perform.
Okay.
So, guys, guess who helped end a woman's alcoholism?
You're a hero.
Yes.
You're a hero.
I'll show them.
The world's slowest.
My family's going to be happier when I come home. I'll show them all. Things are going to be brightening up for me. I might finally talk to my dad for the first time in years. I'll teach him. Oh, she's probably just drinking somewhere else.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
She has a serious problem. She's going to Shooters. Like, why would you go to Shooters for 20? It's not even like the nicest bar in Spring Valley.
Is it kind of like a Blarney Stone type place?
Worse than a Blarney Stone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I might actually go there tonight. You guys are welcome. After the Evil Dead night. You guys should check out the Blarney Stone. It's a great bar in Claremont off of Balboa. I'm going to plug the Blarney Stone because I love Caitlin and she's my best friend and her family. And the Blarney Stone is fun, so go there.
There used to be a mic at the Blarney Stone, actually.
There did, yeah.
Which was infamously awful.
It was. I've been there during the open mic nights on Sunday before. My best friend, her dad, owns that bar and he...
Gotcha.
Yeah, he ended it because I kind of don't... Blame.
Someone called someone a whore?
No, he would probably enjoy that, but no, I just think it was, he's very Irish and has a very mean...
Insults.
He has a very mean sense of humor, but yeah, no, I mean, I went there during open mic night before and just no one was having it. Like, people don't go there to hear, you know, it was... Just,
yeah, it was an open mic night.
Yeah, but it wasn't like any other open mic I'd ever been to. People, it was very much a bar with so many people talking and just nobody at all paying any attention to anyone. It was very much like
you
a just
lot
described
of open
every open mic.
Really, that's not like every open mic I've ever been to.
Well, you've been to mics at comedy,
right? You've gone to the American Comedy Committee.
And the,
it's not like the best open mic anywhere I've ever been.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah, I've only been at ACC and Comedy Store.
Yeah.
Comedy clubs, people are there for comedy.
Yeah, but most of them, like, said, you know, that are at bars, like Shooters, there's always, like, no one's paying attention to you.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We should probably start this. We're getting to the end.
Are you looking for me for approval?
Yeah.
Okay, we can end.
All right, we can end.
You have my permission to end the show.
Jake said it was so, and so it is.
Inferior Jake.
Yeah, I should have asked this. What am I doing?
Yeah,
I should have asked this.
Is it okay?
Jeffrey, can we end this podcast? Is that
possible? Yeah, it's fine. What time is it?
It is about like 7 something. I don't know.
7:36.
Yeah.
Yeah, we really have to end it.
All righty, guys. So that's been the Punsters.
Thank you to our guests.
Thank you to our guests, Jeffrey Berner.
Yeah, thank
you a lot for having me.
Yeah.
It was our pleasure.
We really do appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for coming by. So thank you guys for listening. This has been the Punsters. I've been Raul Zambrano.
Brittany Hers, Ben.
Jake Disharoon.
Thank you again to our guests, Jeffrey Berner. All right. So
happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Have a great life.
Several weeks after Halloween.
Talk is cheap, motherfucker.